The supermercado, that nucleus of Saturday night where single girls and mamas alike congregate. Young men posed on motorbikes fire the engines, motors gunning allegory to their erections, and local gringos are the designated ganja vendors, cliched as you could imagine. Aging surfer dude passing for neon. Inside, bulbs parse dull orange light. Gray aisles stream with expatriates along with the guatemaltecos. The tomato paste punch with monosodium glutamate. Black beans in giant plastic bags large enough to smother a fully grown cochino. I drop them in the shop cart, packaged box goods, afraid to buy fresh vegetables by purifying tablets. I stop at the plasticsware to buy disposable utensils, paper dinner plates, anxious about tap water, prepare to purchase store brand bottled. And there is a kiosk, not with plastic forks, but plastic Barbies, wrapped loosely in cellophane. The store chain does not discriminate. There are blonde, pink-cheeked Barbies and brown, smoky-haired brunette Barbies. I turn the revolving metal spine and more brown Barbies emerge. The blonde Barbies are dressed in a checkered sporty mini dress up to where the vaginas. And I remember a cluster of black girls singing along with a music track on the number 2 subway train, vaginas, at the top of their lungs. Voices smoked the windows, giggling and rejoicing as if they just made up the word themselves. The cellophane does not cover the features of the dolls and all the black Barbies. Every single one is topless. I sneak pictures of them, and the manager alerts a squat man in a security uniform who tells me in emphatic Spanish to stop. I nudge a female clerk. Black Barbie is naked, I said. Black Barbie está desnuda. Barbie negra está desnuda. ¿Por qué la Barbie blanca tiene ropa? Ella es rubia. She's blonde. Pero Barbie negra no tiene ropa. She shrugs. No. Es mi culpa, no es mi culpa, tengo el espíritu de todas las Barbies negras del mundo. It is not my fault, not my fault. I am aligned with the spirit of all black Barbies of the world. And when no one is looking, I try to cover black Barbie with her skirt through the cellophane, her breasts are enviable. Her eyes are wide open in the cellophane. She looks as if she is drowning, standing up. How many of us black girls break open the cellophane? Our breasts are our business, though enviable. Our skin cannot be compared to inane menus in a confectioner's shop. We earned our right to flaunt or to remain silent. And when we tell you we are sick of your pedantic juju, step back. Or you might find a fly girl's boomerang, the jawbone of an ass. Perform the cross, wavering cellophane across your face, all your clothes removed, when we dare you to see what we see.